Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special
guest. The show started about 5 minutes ago. You run along and catch up.
That's right. I mean, it started as soon as Spencer walked in here. Spencer Barker is our special guest today. Not only is he a city councilman, but he's also, as a lot of folks know, chair of the Licking County Courthouse Lighting Committee. We'll get into the big event on Friday. But let's get you through the weather today. Cloudy skies, chance of rain throughout the day, high near 57. Pretty much the same this evening. Cloudy, could see some showers, and then partly cloudy on Tuesday with a high near 45. And Spencer, you're in here. We're joking about some other stuff. But boy, I remember we got the press release. You guys were putting out the usual call for community donations. Now it's this Friday. I mean, this thing just seems to come up so quick, but it's so much fun.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you. But, you know, we look at it and I've already started looking at what we're doing next year, but we're all excited for this Friday night, and we're really looking forward to it.
I can remember as a kid, Spencer, I grew up in Mount Vernon, and I have grandparents that live in Brownsville and Zanesville, and my brother and I always were like, we got to either on the way down or the way back drive through Newark because the courthouse lights are gorgeous every year.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, it's definitely a family tradition that passes through generations, and even now, to people in different states.
Mm-hmm.
We have families who live California, Oregon, Idaho, Montana that now watch it on our Facebook page and they love it.
Absolutely. How long has it been going on?
So this is our 76th year.
76?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's almost as old as you.
You got to stop that, okay? People trust what you say.
They are almost as old as you. That's unbelievable.
Hey, I think, 76 is the new 21? Is that it?
It better be for him. But 76
years. I'll tell you what, the last 2.5 years have been wearing on me, so that's why people believe it.
That's right. Well, you aged, I'll give you that. But 76 years, I mean, Spencer, that's unbelievable. And, you know, for folks who don't know the story, most people do, but maybe talk a little bit about why this is so important to you and your family. What is it about this and your dad's role in all this many years?
Yeah, no. So so I'm the second generation to lead this organization. My dad led it for probably, I think it was about 33 years before he passed away in 2014. And it's just, I remember him growing up. When we'd go on vacations to Myrtle Beach, Virginia Beach, place like that, he would be sitting by the pool sketching the courthouse for the next year. My mom and I joke about that. And we always, growing up, it was always like, oh, man, here goes courthouse lighting. Dad's always up in his study working on it, fundraising, everything. Well, here we are. You know, Dad's been gone over 10, just was over 10 years. And I've been running it for the last 8 with Tim Bubb running it those in between years. And so it's one of those things where, you know, I just had a son. My wife and I did our first child in June. We were laughing the other day. Well, we got to make sure it's ready and everything so he can take over. And when he turns 5 years old, man, you got to start pulling your weight on this. But
whoa,
yeah,
let's get on it quick.
Yeah. You know, it's a Barker family tradition. You know, I've missed one. In the 34 years
that
I've been alive. And so it just is, you know, we say community tradition, family tradition.
Yes,
Joel,
yes,
you talk
yes.
about yours. It is truly a family tradition for us. I mean, we have had people say, why don't you come to our house for Thanksgiving? Or we did a couple years ago to family in Indiana, and I go, we ate and left. We got to go.
we got
to drive back. I got to be back there.
I might have to use that as an excuse the next time I got to go back to Akron. Hey, I got to go. I got to help Spencer put up lights.
Right on, right on.
I got to get out of here. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's got to be Herculean effort. I mean, do a lot of those, especially those high-up lights, do they live there year-round, or are they uninstalled and installed every year?
Yeah, so everything from the, like, roof level to the tower, that's all permanent. Those
okay.
all stay.
Okay.
We made that change probably 2017 time frame. Everything from the lower level down, from that roof level down, is all up and down every year.
Mm.
We had always used electrical contractors, you know, individual people to do it. Last year, we switched to a gentleman by the name of Russ Nelson, who owns Nelson Cecil Decor. He actually does Easton. And, you know, they started Easton in August.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, ours is not that, you know. And the first, they did it last year for the first time, and it took them about a week and a half, 2 weeks, I think. Now, our electricians normally would take 4. This year, they did it in 5 days, which is insane.
That is crazy.
But they know that's all they do. And so we store everything. We lease a warehouse from the county to store everything in. We have it where people our people can refurb in there. So we've done some refurbishments this year. You know, particularly this year, I think the economy hurt us a little bit with fundraising. So we got creative in how we can find dollars to help offset costs, because again, there's no county dollars that go into this event. This is a fully community-led event.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was funny. I was down on the square Friday. I was meeting a friend for some lunch at Elliott's, and they were already down there. I mean, I didn't know when they started, but there were guys running around. They had the big train. They were moving it, getting set up, and that, yeah. And I was thinking, I almost went up and asked them. I said, "Well, how long does this take you guys?" But I knew you were coming in. But I mean, it seems to me that's a pretty quick job. 5 days to get that done.
5 days and four guys.
Unreal. I mean, that's a lot of moving of lights and hanging of lights.
That's like borderline Santa's elves kind of work.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've got it. I mean, they've got it down to such a science where, you know, before, like I said, it took 4 weeks sometimes. And I would kind of get stressed out of like, okay, it's got to start now to get done for this so we can test it and do this and that. And now I trust these guys because they do a lot bigger stuff than us.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a passion for it to be right and for it to be quick and clean. And so, you know, you have over the time electrical codes change. Well, there were times where we were not up to electrical code if somebody looked at it. I mean, we were just putting stuff together to make it all work.
Why do I just see Christmas Story with all the plugs going in?
Yeah.
Spencer, you got that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run another 50 feet of electrical cord. We got to get this done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we still have, you know, one issue today that we think we have solved this year. When it would get wet, the lawn would go out. The GFIs.
Yeah.
And so we'd have to call somebody at the county and we'd have to then, they'd meet us. We'd go up to the tower, reset breakers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did it all last year and I was climbing through the rafters of the courthouse. And my wife was pregnant at the time. And she said to me, she goes, I really don't like you climbing through these. I said, I don't like me climbing through them either, but it's got to get it done.
Got the job for the five-year-old now.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's ready, get him up in the rafters.
Practice on the jungle gym for the summer, and then here comes Thanksgiving.
You're taking one for Daddy, Junior. Right. Get on up there.
Right.
Well, how special will this be for you, just on a personal note, to finally, you know, you got your son, your first child, to be able to take him to it?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I said to my wife yesterday, I said, you know, it's going to be in the 20s. She goes, yeah. I've got an outfit. I said, great. So they're coming down to watch it, and we have a family tradition. We always go to 1922 afterwards, so we've already got that booked and ready. And,
brilliant.
And, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun night for not just our family but for everybody. We've got some cool things planned this year.
Cool.
Before we take a break, when is it going to kick off on Friday? Maybe what are some of the things folks can expect to see?
Yeah, so show starts at about 6:15 Friday, led by Pat Jeffries, who's our traditional MC.
Couldn't find anybody better.
We could not. No, Pat's great. And
he's fantastic.
He's also one of our board members, so it's awesome. And then so that'll start. The Heisey Brass are coming back. And then we've got Barefoot McCoy and his friends. I know we have, you know, last year the Grinch showed up and tried to kind of screw up the lighting per se. We've done every precaution this year to have the Grinch not come back, but you never know what's going to happen. So.
And then the big guy himself comes in.
Big guy comes in around 7 o'clock. So we've already talked with Newark Fire. They're in communication with the North Pole, and they're excited to bring Santa into downtown Newark on Ladder 1 and light the building.
Yeah. About how many folks usually are down there? I mean, can you get a count?
Yeah, so we in years past have had somebody do some drone work for us, and then we, you know, do some calculations, and we have somewhere between 5,000 to 6,000 people at the height of it. You know, it's nice because the Works has their event in the morning, then the Canal Market starts their Christmas market that feeds right into courthouse lighting. And you have the Midland with the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. And so you've got all those people down there for that, and they just automatically migrate over at the same time.
Yeah, I know when we were down there a couple of years ago, my wife just, she's like, oh my God, how many people? I said, I tried to tell you, it's, you know.
It's a thing.
It's several thousand people. It's a thing. And it was well past several thousand. This was before COVID. And I'm like, oh no, folks, this is the thing here. Because usually we were back in Akron, and I finally said, forget it. We're not going back. Let's go down. And just had a ball, and just to see the kids.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, it's about the kids. But boy, you can see, I mean, some parents, grandparents get a little emotional because as soon as the lights go on, they see the kids, and then they start thinking about it. I tell folks, I don't care what the temperature is, but just go down. I mean, not to sound too corny, but you get a good feeling. I mean, and who doesn't want that going into the holiday?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's a blast. So, yeah. If you get down there Friday, go maybe do some of the things early. We had the works in a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about their holiday homecoming, and then you got the Canal Market District, so it just ends up being a great day on Friday.
A full day of fun.
Yeah. Now, have you been down lately?
Not lately,
yeah.
But I've been down to
it. Oh, yeah. It's a blast, no doubt about it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Spencer Barker. He is the chairman of the Licking County Courthouse Lighting Committee, of course, the big 76th annual Courthouse Lighting is taking place this Friday down on the square. Cloudy today with a chance of rain, high near 57. Cloudy tonight, chance of showers, and then clouds on Tuesday, Friday. Spencer's already mentioned that, you know, it's going to be kind of cold, so make sure you get bundled up. But as I was saying earlier, I mean, I don't think the weather ever impacts greatly how many folks come down there, because they're just like, okay, it's the end of November, it's the day after Thanksgiving, you know what you're going to get.
I think sometimes the bad weather brings more people out.
Yeah,
like they want to be a part of it and say, hey, do you remember this year? That was the year it was blowing snow or whatever. So I think sometimes the weather, bad weather, plays more into it.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen times where there's snow on everybody's shoulders, you know, and then there's times where we're out there in a vest and a golf shirt, you know, we've had the whole spectrum.
Sure.
And you are right, Joel and Dave, you know, the weather is dependent, but sometimes it doesn't matter. People just want to see it.
Mm-hmm. And is it like, I'm to Joel's point, I mean, is there anything better to see those lights go on when there's a little bit of snow falling? I mean, come on. To me, I've always said, give me a little bit of snow on Thanksgiving morning. Give me a little bit of snow on Christmas. I'll take it the day after for the courthouse lighting as well. But, you know, give a little it's such a great feeling down there. Now, I know a few years ago, too, you guys not only, you know, did some upgrades with, you know, the different displays, but you went to LED lighting as well. And that wasn't a cheap proposition either. Now, have all the lights been switched over?
Everything is switched over to LED.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
So, yeah.
I think it was a 4 or 5 year transition it took to transition things over. And then we sit in our warehouse and we've got all these incandescent lights. And it's funny you bring this up. We have, you know, throughout the year, we have different communities reach out to us with similar design courthouses or styles. And they say, hey, we want to do what you do. And it's like, well, this is 75, 76 years of collecting and fundraising and purchasing and things like that. But we have said, look, we've got our old kit, you know, old stuff. And so we've donated light, you know, sets, light stringers, things to get other communities, other counties, courthouses at least started.
Nice.
So we look at it as, you know, we are fortunate here in Licking County through public-private partnerships, local community philanthropy, that we're at the level we are today. Let's help those other communities start to get to the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is that time of year. I mean, if you can't give now, when can you give?
True.
Go get your own lights. The Grinch is here. This is going to sound like a funny question, but Spencer, do you have anything that goes back 76 years?
So last year, we actually, my committee and I, we cleaned the warehouse. Hadn't been cleaned in a while. And when I say a while, probably since we moved into it, probably 10 to 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we found some of the original 50s, late 40s, 50s lenses that would go on the light boxes that they had for back then. And so actually we've got a picture of them somewhere. I've got probably four or five of these, probably, I don't know, 6 to 8 inch diameter red lenses that would go on those old light kits.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now that is, they have to think that somebody kept something from back then. To me, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. We've got those. It's always fun to kind of, when you go up in the tower of the courthouse to see. The other thing, probably oldest, is the people who would install the lights, we would let them sign the interior of the courthouse. The commissioners at that time started it that way. And so now it's a tradition that when you go up there to work on them and anything, if you're new, you never done it before, you sign the wall.
Nice.
But the cool thing is there is names of all different people in the community and outside the community who have come to help this project that you see this walls of history.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that makes
me think of the Green Monster in Fenway. When you go back in there, folks will sign their names and that kind of stuff. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, how about the Clarion? I mean, that has been a great addition over the past number of years. It's just to hear the music and everything, it's really set that off.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's great. So that was a vision that my mom and I weren't aware of that happened after my dad passed away. He passed away, and Tim Bubb came to my mom and I and said, you know, hey, Jay and I have been talking about this. What would you think if for his memorial, we try to raise money to do this? Well, we thought it was going to take, I think at the time, 3 to 5 years to raise the funds to get the Chevrolet version of the system. We didn't need the Mercedes-Benz of it or anything, right? We just wanted a system that could play music for downtown at Christmas time, because quite honestly, our vendors were tired of stringing microphone or speaker line through the trees downtown. And I was honestly tired of making different mixtapes and CDs for it to happen. So we kicked that off, and it actually was funded within 8 months.
Yeah.
And we were able to get what Tim and I call the Cadillac version of the system. It's actually the same one that's at the Naval Observatory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And so we set music in it. We can upload it digitally. It's great. I think downtown residents sometimes after a while, I've already heard a little bit because we had a timing issue. But, how can you be mad when you're walking around with the courthouse lights on in the early morning downtown and Christmas music's playing and you got a cup of coffee from, your favorite coffee shop?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it has added so much to it. So many times when we're down there and it's cold out, I'll either pop the sunroof a little bit or put the window down. The wife's screaming out. I said, I just want to hear what's playing.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to hear the music. Yeah. Do you mind? I mean, you got a butt warmer in the seat. Turn the thing on and let's listen to some Christmas music.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've done that. We've driven around the courthouse with the windows down just to be able to hear and see what's there.
Yeah.
So, okay, you go back to the lights and all those kind of things. Do you kind of set the pattern? Do you tell the guys when they come in, here's kind of what we like? Is that a committee that does that? Or do you just give these guys carte blanche and go, you've done it so much, get us set up?
Yeah, so I really have not changed a lot since my dad's last design. The permanent lighting on the tower is set for a certain number of years, and then we can get together with the county who owns it and redo that lighting. But anything on the lower level, lawn placement, things like that, those are kind of, the committee will decide about it. If I'll take it to the board and say, hey, I want to make this change. I want to buy this thing. I want to do this. So, but it kind of comes from, going through my dad's old stuff, looking at old designs and stuff like that and saying, okay, well, that would look better with all white stringers instead of blue and white stringers. So just kind of do it off the hip, but luckily, we have the inventory of bulbs that we have, LED bulbs. My dad always believed in having extra. And so we would just make a change next year. Say, hey, guys, this is going to be green instead of red.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's such a sight to behold. Now, I'm just curious, sir. Do you have that dad in you where you're now on vacation mapping out the schemes this year? Your wife yelling up to you, hey, it's dinner time. Be down in 1 second, honey.
Yeah. So I would say yes and no. There are parts of me that, yes, 100%, when it's time, I know it's time. When I know we're in a good position, I back away from it a little bit when I need to. But, you know, really mainly anymore, what I more focus on is the fundraising side to make sure, because we've gotten certain aspects of it down to a science, that the fundraising side is still something that I think any nonprofit organization looks at year round, and it's definitely one we do.
How many folks are on your committee?
It's a committee of 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And when you talk about community effort, I mean, it really is a community effort.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, again, it's a great time if you can get down there Friday night, have a lot of fun. You said it starts around 6:15.
Yep.
Santa will be there. The Grinch may show up as well. Good music, too. I mean, I usually have good folks. You got the Heisey, you said.
Heisey Brass and Barefoot McCoy.
Yeah, and that'll be cool. I hope he's got his shoes on because it'll be cool.
You know what? He wore boots last year.
Yeah, I would say he better.
And this year, he and I talked yesterday, and he said, you know, it might get a little cold to be stringing the guitar. So, well, I said, let's try and figure out a heat source for you.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, okay.
Good call.
Yeah, because he's fantastic. Yeah. Well, Spencer, I appreciate it. I know it means a lot to you and your family. The 76th Annual Lincoln County Courthouse Lighting Committee. It'll be. I know, special for you to have your son down there for the first time. Our granddaughter's a little too young, but I would get her down there if I could. Believe me, if I figured out a way to get her away from her parents and get her away.
It's all about the heat warmer.
That's exactly. That's right. So we'll see. I don't know if they're going to let me do that or not. But thank you so much. Best of luck to you on Friday night. I know you'll be running around like a chicken with your head cut off, and just let your mom handle it.
Yeah, she handles backstage.
That's exactly right.
She can handle the backstage.
Runs like a well-oiled machine. Tell her to keep Jeffries out of the way. Yeah. Your mom takes care of everything.
I will do that.
Spencer, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Be sure to join us on Wednesday for Talk of the Town. We'll have Mike Schmidt in from the Lincoln County Foundation.